This is Senator Al Simpson. The State Department has stopped the issuing of tourist visas for Cubans until Castro gets his circus act together. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Cuba has been going straight downhill for years. Decay that speeds up as Eastern Europe and the Soviets pull away from Castro. That also puts a lot more pressure on Cubans to leave their marvelous workers' paradise, if only temporarily. Applications for tourist visas from Cubans wanting to come to America have doubled. Instead of showing disgust, Castro is laughing all the way to the bank. The reason being that he extorts $1,000 from each and every Cuban as a condition of letting them apply for that precious U.S. visa. Ted, the State Department put the brakes on this bit of blackmail and told the bearded boob no more visas until he stops extorting his little departure tax on his miserable subjects. I say good for the State Department.
Al, I never expected you, of all people, to go soft on Castro. You and the State Department are playing his game. Castro would like nothing better than unleashing another human exodus on Miami, just like a decade ago. Old Gringo Simpson is giving him the perfect excuse. That's exactly what will happen if we refuse to let Cubans visit families and friends in America. The best way to encourage reform and democracy in Cuba is for Castro's victims of repression to visit Miami and breathe the air of America. They'll take a new vision of democracy and free enterprise back to Havana and bring Cuba closer to the change we all seek. Sure, we should do what we can about Castro's bribery and extortion. That's a problem we face with other dictators, too. But it's wrong to solve that problem by keeping families apart and denying innocent Cubans an unprecedented chance to see America's democracy up close. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on cigarette advertising targeted at teenagers, women, and minorities. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.